The words of Jesus today concern our identity. All too often we associate our identity with what we do, with what we accomplish, with how we look, with who we attract. And Jesus says that our identity begins with being. It begins with who God created us to be. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Simply by being you, you bring a unique flavor to those around you. Simply being you, you make the world brighter for those around you. Unless you're hiding the person God created or withholding your flavorific personality. Notice that salt doesn't flavor itself. The purpose of salt is to flavor other foods. God created us to be salt for others, to be light for others, which also means that we can be flavored and be enlightened by others too. Our church is supposed to be bursting with flavor and light. How are you being that for our parish? How do you share your faith, hope, and love with others? How do you proclaim the Word of God? Minister Christ to others. Greet everyone as Christ. Sing for Christ. Play music for Christ. Serve the poor for Christ. And we do these things so that others may see our good deeds and glorify God the Father. Notice that claiming humility is not an option. It's not a way out, because it's not to glorify ourselves, but the Father. St. Paul, in that second reading today from 1 Corinthians, says pretty much the same thing. Paul didn't come to the Corinthians with human persuasion and human wisdom, but with a demonstration of the Holy Spirit and with power. God's power. In some ways, the salt and the light of that great evangelist Paul was about not letting his own lack of human rhetorical ability prevent him from demonstrating the gospel and the power of God. The power of God, not of Paul. He was salt and light by being Paul, who wasn't the greatest speaker, but who spoke the gospel anyway. In our first reading from the prophet Isaiah, the prophet gives concrete examples, commandments really, of how to be salt for the earth and light for the world. He says, share your bread with the hungry. Shelter the oppressed and the homeless. Clothe the naked when you see them, and do not turn your back on your own. Notice, he doesn't say, save them from eternal death, or redeem their eternal soul. That's for the Lord. No. He says, share what you have. To share who we are with those four groups. The hungry, the oppressed and the homeless, the naked, and our own. Sometimes it's most difficult to be salt and light for our own, including our own parish. Isaiah goes on to say, what happens when we do those four things? There are four responses. Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your wound shall quickly be healed. Your vindication shall go before you, and the Lord shall be your rear guard. And then you shall cry for help, and the Lord will say, here I am. When we help the hungry, the oppressed and the homeless, the naked and our own, we receive light and healing, vindication and protection, and God's own presence. It's interesting that Isaiah says, when we do these works of mercy, when we feed the hungry, our light shall break forth. He's telling us how to be light for the world. When we care for others, our wounds are healed. When we shelter and protect others, the Lord conquers our enemies and protects us. And when we're present to our own, the Lord is present to us. As a parish now, for well over half a year, we've been working to fill out our social justice endowment so that we can hire a full-time director of service and justice. We just received a gift of $50,000 towards that endowment, but we still have a ways to go yet. When we get to that point, that full-time position will serve to recruit and to coordinate volunteers to fulfill exactly what Isaiah proclaims that we should be doing. I want to complete, to finish out that endowment because our parish needs light and healing and protection in the Lord's presence. Because we need opportunities and encouragement to be salt and light for the world. If you haven't made a donation to that endowment, I invite you to do so because it will help all of us to be salt and light. Jesus didn't say that we need to grow into becoming salt and light. He said we already are. We've been given our identity by the Lord Jesus himself. And if we fail to embrace that identity out of a false humility or because of a lack of courage, if we fail to live that identity because we only want to be salt for ourselves or light for ourselves, then we'll be required to make an answer to the Lord, who's the giver of our gifts and our identity, the just judge, when we stand before him. And he'll say to us, "You are salt for the earth. Whose life did you flavor with your joy and your words and your smile and your life? You are the light for the world. Whose life did you make brighter by the light of your faith and the strength of your love?" The homework for the week is to go out of your way this week to make another's life brighter and more flavorific. Receive your identity and be bold in living it.